If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf. Heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre live at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
One more time to all you listeners, the great audience of America's Dining and Travel Guide. I'm your host, Pierre Wolf, happy to be with you each and every Sunday at this hour for 2 hours, talking about travel and food. My special guest today is wishing her a happy Valentine's Day, Dr. Jamie Kaufman. Welcome.
Happy Valentine's Day. To you.
Thank you very much for taking time out. You have written a very interesting book of which I know very little, but I will learn as we go along, and so will my audience. Dr. Kaufman has written a book called Acid Reflux Diet, with 111 all new recipes, including vegan and gluten-free. Well, first of all, what is acid reflux? Would you explain that, please?
Pierre, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. Can the volume be adjusted?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's better.
Is that better?
You can Much hear better.
Me? Okay.
I can. And again, a happy Valentine's Day to you. Here we are.
All right. Would you explain the acid reflux?
Yes. Acid reflux is so big now, it's almost invisible. The word reflux literally means backflow, and it's backflow from the stomach into the esophagus, which is the swallowing tube that connects the throat and the stomach, and even into the respiratory tract into the throat. So we have reflux of stomach contents and enzymes and that which you've eaten all the way up into your nose and your throat and your voice box and your lungs. And so this condition, which affected 10% of the population in 1970, now probably affects roughly 50% of the population.
Tell us a little bit about yourself as to how you got started and being interested in this subject.
Well, I was going to be a general surgeon because I had two uncles who were general surgeons. When I went to medical school, I heard there was this man doing laser surgery in the throat, and there were no lasers, so the lasers were just beginning. We're talking here early 1970s. And so I spent a little time and then decided I would like to be a laser surgeon. So when I completed my residency in 1978, I had the fourth carbon dioxide laser in the United States for use on the vocal cords, predominantly, and in the throat. And so consequently, I am one of the pioneers of the field called laryngology, which is basically voice and throat disorders. And what happened was this. I said to people who didn't have lasers and didn't share my interest, just send me the patients with laryngeal and voice problems you don't know what to do with. So sure enough, the floodgates opened, and I began to see people with all kinds of terrible complications, vocal cords that were scarred, that were doing very badly after minor surgery, people who had recurrent cancers, who never smoked a cigarette in their life. And as things started to come together for me, I recognized that there was a kind of inflammation in the throat, and I thought, well, maybe it's acid reflux, even though most of these people don't have heartburn and indigestion. So in the 80s, we began to investigate this thing called respiratory reflux. It's also called LPR. It's also called silent reflux, and it's also called airway reflux. But respiratory reflux, or reflux that comes up into the throat and respiratory tract. And what we found out was that it affected a large portion of the population, that generally speaking, doctors weren't aware of it, and that it was being overlooked in many cases because people who had the condition often did not have heartburn or indigestion, the symptoms typical of esophageal reflux. So I began looking at everything. I looked at the how common it was. I looked at the symptoms. I looked at the what was happening at a cellular level. We even looked at some of the epidemiology. And what we found out was that the most common symptoms of reflux in the respiratory tract were postnasal drip, chronic throat clearing, sticky throat. Postnasal drip is also confused with allergies and sinus disease, asthma, difficulty breathing, choking episodes, hoarseness, particularly in the morning, I might add, and cough. So when we started to look at these people more carefully, we recognized some things. And one of the things we recognized quickly is that they were not getting well with the standard treatment, the standard medical treatment, the purple pills, you know all that. So I've spent basically the last decade trying to understand the root cause of this condition and whether or not effective treatment can eradicate it, whether it can be beaten, and it can.
Very, very interesting indeed. Now, the book is called, as I said, Dr. Kaufman's Acid Reflux Diet. Is there a website that you would like to mention, Doctor?
Well, I mean, there are two books in the series. The first one is called Dropping Acid. If you Google Dropping Acid, you find me. But I am at the Voice Institute of New York. If you do Voice Institute of New York, you'll find me and all my stuff. And there's a lot of, by the way, the original research on the website.
Do you reside in New York currently?
Yes, of course.
Of course, you said. And what's the weather like? We hear things.
Well, it was 2 degrees this morning with a wind chill of minus 15. And on the news this morning, they said this is the coldest in 25 years.
Wow. Well, I hope you're...
Yeah, even in North Carolina, it's 15 degrees this morning. I spoke to my sister. So, yeah, it's pretty cold.
Now, before we go into the book itself, which we certainly will, we'd like to give a little publicity to Sonia Huang and Chef Philip Yelp. Would you explain who these people are?
Yes. Here's what happened. I was writing a book, which was really not a very nice book. It was saying that specialists weren't doing a very good job, and I was having a problem with the fact that I didn't get along with colleagues sometimes because they didn't understand respiratory reflux. And I was having trouble writing the book. My voice, I did not want my voice to sound angry. And so my physician assistant, Sonia, who's brilliant, I couldn't work without her. She's great. So Sonia said, let's do another cookbook, and I have a friend who's a great chef. And Philip Gelb is a San Francisco-based vegan chef. He does everything completely naturally. And I thought, well, gee, this is sort of an opportunity. So many Americans are gluten-free, and I include myself in that, by the way. And so I thought, well, we could give me an opportunity to tell my story of what we've learned in the last 5 or 10 years that's new on the front end of the book and add really pretty simple and interesting and I must say, very original recipes on the back end. So the book is really sort of two books in one. The state of the art of the medical aspects and then these new recipes. And Philip was great to work with, and he was very accommodating. For example, I said the most requested thing we have is a gluten-free muffin. So we have a very, very nice made with quinoa, but it's a quinoa flour and quinoa flakes. It's a pumpkin muffin with a banana, and it's quite very
Dr.
yummy.
Dr. Jamie Kaufman, keep the thought. We are approaching a break here on Biz Talk Radio, America's Dining and Travel Guide, the book in front of me, Acid Reflux Diet. And as we return with Dr. Jamie Kaufman, we will look closely at the book. And how do I know I have reflux is one question that will come up, and a lot more. Keep listening to America's Dining and Travel Guide, wishing all of you out there from us happy Valentine's Day. Back in just a few moments with more of America's Dining and Travel Guide with a book, Acid Reflux Diet, with 111 all-new recipes that we will bring to you, some of them anyway, gluten-free, vegan, and Dr. Jamie Kaufman. I'm Pierre Wolf, your host for 28 years, America's Dining and Travel Guide, heard only here on Biz Talk Radio. Happy Valentine's Day. Stay with me.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotel's founder, Spencer Penrose, built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. Five diamond and five stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hope you're having a wonderful Valentine's Day. Take that loved one wherever you feel she would enjoy it. And Dr. Kaufman has written a book, Acid Reflux Diet. Very briefly, Doctor, one more time, for those who just joined us here on Biz Talk, what is reflux?
Reflux comes in two forms, esophageal reflux, that's basically everyone's familiar with that, heartburn and indigestion, particularly after a big meal, and then respiratory reflux, which often occurs at night without any obvious telltale symptoms, unless you wake up in the middle of the night coughing. And those symptoms are a postnasal drip, chronic throat clearing, too much throat mucus, a sensation of a lump in the throat, difficulty swallowing, sinus problems, allergy, and asthma. So reflux is ubiquitous. It's everywhere.
Can it be treated, doctor?
It can be treated. You know, it's interesting, Pierre, when I sort of reflect upon, I'm a baby boomer, and when I reflect upon my career, I've been in medicine since the early 70s. In that time, obesity, diabetes, probably asthma, sleep apnea, and about six other things have all skyrocketed. They've all become much more common. And it turns out that they're all related. And so the question is, you know, what is food? And, you know, you're a specialist. You know all about good food, and you know all about all aspects of it. However, some things have changed, and some things have changed for the worse. And the number one thing that's changed for the worse for Americans and the American diet is people are eating too much too late. And so late-night eating is the number one cause of reflux, particularly respiratory reflux.
Interesting.
And so if you think about that, that really doesn't have much to do with what you eat. It's more important when you eat it. And the other big risk factors are, you know, going to sleep drunk or having too much alcohol in your system, soft drinks, all these soft drinks have the same acidity now as stomach acid, and then a diet that is both too high fat and overeating. So all of these things are all interacting in a variety of ways. My point is you can be a foodie, but you can be a healthy foodie.
Now, how does the book explain and also offer advice to those who need it, who are interested? Would you kind of describe briefly the various chapters in the book that's called Acid Reflux, R-E-F-L-U-X Diet? Would you do that, please, Dr. Jamie?
Yes. The first is that it looks at the model of reflux that most doctors believe in. They believe that the esophagus is the problem and that taking antacids is the answer. The most common antacids called proton pump inhibitors should never have been put on the market over the counter. There are side effects that are not good. There's rebound if you take them for 2 weeks as they recommend and then stop, the reflux is worse, and then 2 weeks later you're back on. So the book discusses the misconceptions that so many people have, including physicians, about reflux, and it tries to let people at least self-diagnose insofar as they have a way of being able to identify whether this is something that's likely occurring for them. By the way, most people who have reflux secretly know and sometimes deny that it's related to their diets. They know the night they really overate and they had too much to drink and they woke up in the morning with sore throat and cough and hoarseness. They know it's related. And so the book that goes through the whole question of diagnosis, of self-diagnosis, of misconceptions. And by the way, these purple pills, they are associated with an increased risk of esophageal cancer, heart disease, kidney disease, bone loss in women, and so on. So that the medicines that we thought, and I was one of them, that were going to be basically the savior for all of us with reflux has turned out to be not so good. And so that PPI ship has sailed, and those are the ones everybody knows about and sees on television. And so there's a whole discussion about all of these fallacies. And then there is a stepwise approach to how to beat reflux. The first thing I usually recommend is a very strict two-week detox program. And just briefly, that program is dinner's at 6 o'clock, the kitchen closes at 7, and it assumes you go to bed at a normal hour. No alcohol, nothing out of a bottle or a can except water, preferably alkaline water. The only fruit you can have is melons and bananas because they have no acid in them. The only meat you can have is fish and poultry, nothing fried, no condiments. So it is, if you will, lean, a diet that is lean, green, clean, and alkaline or alkaline. And so we put people on this very, very strict two-week diet, and then we begin to add back foods, trying to identify for each person the things that cause them to reflux. And by the way, Pierre, that's one of the hardest things about treating reflux is everybody's different. When my reflux was at its worst, my number one trigger food was chocolate, cashews, onions, white wine, and believe it or not, cucumbers. Oh, and green peppers. But I could eat red peppers. And yet, there are other people who can eat all those things, but they have different triggers. So we go through the process of trying to identify triggers. And then finally, there's a big discussion about sugar and sugar addiction, and there's a big discussion about what does constitute healthy eating over the long haul.
Quickly,
and it does
Dr.
get back to lean, clean, green, and alkaline.
I don't mean to interrupt, but we have less than 2 minutes. Give a couple of very appropriate recipes, just the headlines, not the content. Would you do that?
I think there are two cookies that are really great. The Kick-Ass Carrot Cookie is a real favorite. It is an alternative for Valentine's Day to the typical richer food. Some of the soups are out of this world. My favorite is, listen to this, roasted cauliflower and watercress miso chowder. It is delicious.
Oh, wow.
And then fish with ginger and cilantro.
Anything for dessert since we're closing out this portion of America?
Well, you know, we make a lot of sorbets and we make a lot of simple desserts with fruit.
Very good. Well, I want to wish you good luck with the book, and everyone should get it. And where is it available, please?
Well, it's on Amazon, of course. If you'll find me easily on Amazon, and it's all the Barnes and Noble stores carry my books.
And the recipes are for those who don't.
Oh, there's recipes in both books. Yeah.
We thank you very much. Wishing you Happy Valentine's Day, Dr. Jamie Kaufman, and all of you out there.
Oh, Pierre, same to you.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you very much. Don't go away because much more to come. We're going to go traveling. That's next on America's Dining and Travel Guide, only heard here on Biz Talk Radio. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now, 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
America's Dining and Travel Guide for 2 hours each and every Sunday right here on Biz, B-I-Z, Talk Radio. Wherever you are, thank you for listening. And again, my joy in life is travel with my lovely wife, my children and grandchildren, friends and families. Go to www.righttravel.info for all your travel needs. I have a book in front of me, and I'm not sure that I would understand all about it. We're going to meet Dr. Maitreyi Raman. And welcome, Doctor.
Hello,
Doctor.
Hello.
I'm delighted to have you. Do I pronounce your first name correctly, Maitreyi?
Yes, perfect.
Perfect. Raman. What kind of name is Raman?
The origin of that last name, it's East Indian.
East Indian. Interesting. Interesting. Where are you joining us from as
from
we speak?
Calgary, in Canada.
In Canada. What's Calgary like nowadays?
You know, I must say it has historically been a booming town with regards to oil and gas, but with the pressures we've seen economically and with the oil supplies, we've taken a little bit of a hit these days.
So did many of the oil company and the market reacted, but that's not what we're going to talk about. We're talking about travel and food. Now, the book in front of me is The Complete Prebiotic and Probiotic Health Guide. I don't understand either one of the words, prebiotic or probiotic. Would you please explain, Doctor?
Absolutely. So perhaps the best way to contextualize that would be to know that there are more bacteria in our bodies than there are any of our own human cells. And with that in mind, and we've known about this for quite some time, but we really haven't been able to appreciate how our diet can influence our health because, or with regard specifically to these bacteria that populate our gut. So prebiotics and probiotics are both food substances which have the ability to modify the bacteria in our gut, which ultimately can shape our lives.
Now, you call yourself what? A gastroenterologist?
Yes, that's correct.
How did you, Dr. Raman, get involved with that? What urged you? Your family? Your grandparents? How did you get involved and study that at the University of Ottawa?
Well, gastroenterology is a very fascinating field. It deals with the stomach, the digestive system, the way nutrients affect our overall lives. And through the practice, the study of medicine, this field really jumped out at me because it is a field that can really modify and have a significant impact on our lives. It's something we can prevent. We can use to prevent the onset of disease and as well treat the course of disease if it happens to manifest by focusing on modifying our diet as it impacts the digestive tract.
Prebiotic and probiotic, what will that address in the book called The Complete Guide?
I'm sorry, you're a little bit faint for me. Are you able to speak up?
I said the prebiotic and probiotic health guide, the book, what would it address? A vegetarian plan for balancing your gut flora? Is that
exactly
correct?
So the prebiotic and probiotic food choices, which typically come primarily in a largely vegetarian diet, will help shape the bacteria in your gut to prevent all kinds of diseases, particularly diabetes, heart disease, and GI disorders like inflammation of the gut and inflammatory bowel diseases. Although it is a vegetarian book primarily, the messaging is such that we should all try and incorporate larger amounts of plant-based foods in our diet, not necessarily to the exclusion of meat. So the goal is not to exclude any non-vegetarian, but to urge non-vegetarians to consider incorporating more plant sources for healthier living.
Do you actually have a practice, Dr. Rahman?
I do. I have a practice in all sorts of GI or gastrointestinal disorders.
Uh-huh. And that's what you're addressing in the book. Now, you said it is of East Indian heritage, the name Rahman. Have you traveled any?
I have traveled there.
Whereabouts? Can you describe that trip, please?
Yeah, within India, I have traveled from the northern parts of the country, so particularly the capital, New Delhi, and surrounding area, to the southern part of the country, including Chennai and Tamil Nadu.
Yeah, I've actually visited India a couple of times on cruise ships, and it is a very interesting country, and a good friend of mine is a doctor who is from India also. Now, have you written other books other than the one in front of me, Prebiotic and Probiotic Health Guide?
Yes, I have. The first book I wrote was something called The Complete Health and Diet Guide for Irritable Bowel Syndrome. And the second book I wrote was a Dietary Approach to Non-Alcoholic Fatty Liver Disease. And both irritable bowel syndrome and fatty liver disease affect a large proportion of the population. IBS can affect up to 30% of the population, and fatty liver up to about 20 to 25% of the population. Many people don't recognize they have fatty liver disease because oftentimes it's not accompanied by symptoms, and most of the time it is diagnosed by your treating physician when you go in for an annual checkup. And IBS is a very common condition whereby people can experience GI symptoms like abdominal pain, cramping, bloating, change in bowel habit, and can be often very limiting in terms of functionality. And by adopting specific diet, those symptoms can be improved, again, quite substantially.
You do have actually co-authors. We should mention those also.
I do. I have the same co-authors for all three books, and my co-authors are two registered dietitians. Their expertise has been tremendous and phenomenal in terms of coming up with the dietary plan and the dietary advice proposed in our books, along with the recipes.
Very good. Angela Surunas and Jennifer Shropshire.
Exactly.
Both of them help you. Now, what would be, if people got the book, by the way, where is the book available?
The book is available online through Amazon.com. In Canada, it is available in most major bookstores like Chapters and Indigo. And I understand that in the United States, it would be available through Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble. And do you have a website?
I don't, actually.
Oh,
it is something I'm looking
strange.
At developing.
You need to get one. But we'll continue and we'll take a closer look at a book called The Complete Prebiotic and Probiotic Health Guide, A Vegetarian Plan for Balancing Your Gut Flora. There are 175 recipes in this book, and we will find out what recipes are the favorite of Dr. Rahman. You're listening to America's Dining and Travel Guide each and every Sunday at this hour for 2 hours with your host, Pierre Bull. Back in a moment, only here on Biz Talk Radio.
Heading out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll. And honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be all right. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in brown haze, and I just want you back by my side. Yes, it's been quite a summer. Rent a cars and westbound trains, and now you're off on vacation. Something you tried to explain. And
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotel's founder, Spencer Penrose, built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. 5 diamond and 5 stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
My joy in life is travel, and one of our preferred, the only company we ever use, is Right Travel. Please call a travel consultant tomorrow at 877-636-6660 or visit them on their website, www.righttravel.info. righttravel.info. My guest at this moment from Calgary, Canada, is a lady by the name of Dr. Rahman. Doctor, let's take a closer look at the book that you've written. And what is the modifying diet that you're describing?
Okay, so the modified diet that I feel will be valuable would be to incorporate more sources of plant-based fiber into your diet. Typically, the average North American gets probably 50% or half of their fiber requirements in a day. By boosting these values to closer to the 30 gram per day target, we are able to prevent a whole host of modifiable diseases, particularly diabetes and heart disease. So fiber sources are also very rich in prebiotics, and by maximizing the prebiotics through plant-based fiber will allow us a lot of opportunity to shape our microbiome or the bacteria in our gut. The second thing I'm proposing is to increase the content of probiotics in your diet. And naturally occurring probiotics come in fermented foods. So the classic example of this would be yogurt and yogurt-based products. Other sources of probiotics would be kefir or kefir, depending on how you choose to pronounce it, which is, again, a dairy-based product which is very rich in live bacteria, which are beneficial for the gut. In addition, I am suggesting that we reduce the amount of meat in our diet, not completely eliminate it, but by reducing meat in favor of more plant-based sources, again, we have a better shot at combating or preventing against many common culprits that aid our society today. Of course, these are made. These can be some major thoughts in and shifts in thinking compared to what one currently is practicing. So it is very reasonable to do these things in a very logical and stepwise based fashion to ensure compliance and continuity, rather than try and make all these changes at, in any one given time, which may be more problematic and likely limited in terms of being successful in the long term.
Dr. Rahman, if someone is new to vegetarian diet, what do you recommend? What would be a balanced diet?
Right. So a balanced diet would include ensuring appropriate distribution of the big nutrients, the macronutrients, which would be carbohydrates, good sources of fat, and good sources of protein. And sometimes there's a misconception that vegetarian diets aren't rich enough in protein, and some also feel that vegetarian diets are not rich enough in major nutrients like iron. And I would say overall, some of those thoughts are actually fallacies, and in fact, it's been shown time and again that vegetarians can get good sources of protein from their diets in addition to iron and other nutrients. Now, the iron availability from vegetarian diets is slightly less than from meat-based sources, so one needs to keep that in mind and aim for consistently iron-rich foods. And vitamin B12 is another nutrient that sometimes is limited in the vegetarian diet. So if someone is a true vegan rather than a vegetarian, then vitamin B12 supplements would be needed.
Could you give us a few of your favorite, just the titles of some of the great recipes that are included in the book, The Complete Prebiotic and Probiotic Health Guide with Dr. Maitreyi Rahman? Give us just an idea of what's included, would you please?
Sure. So one of my favorites is the artichoke quiche. Artichoke is a very rich prebiotic fiber content, rich food. Another one of my favorites would be the banana flapjacks. And perhaps my last would be the garden vegetable frittata, although there are many, many more.
Any one of them that stand out that people should have? And what should the pantry look like in order to follow your book?
Right. So the pantry should be rich in whole grain flour and in nuts and seeds. It should be fairly limited with white-based flours, limited in white rice, rich in quinoa, rich in other types of wheat products like buckwheat, for example. Having flax available is often very, very valuable. The fridge should be rich in yogurt and skim milk, as well as probably lighter as far as meat-based products are concerned. And although my book specifically doesn't deal with this, I do really feel there is a large value to omega-3-based fish. So fatty fish such as salmon and tuna we know to be very helpful in terms of preventing cardiac-related diseases.
Pretty soon we'll be in springtime, hopefully. What salads and dressings could you recommend to my listeners, Doctor?
Okay, so I would recommend a spinach salad with a vinaigrette-based dressing, rich in egg whites. I think that would be a fabulous place to start.
And 175 more. I want to thank you very much. Hello to everyone in Calgary. It's been a pleasure to have you. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you very, very much. Dr.
Maitreyi
Rahman, the book Prebiotic and Probiotic Health Guide. I'm Pierre Wolf, host of America's Dining and Travel Guide, wishing you terrifically well. See you on Super Bowl Sunday, upcoming. Only heard here on Biz Talk Radio. A bientôt. I'll see you soon. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. biztalkradio.com.